You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a radio device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a competitive hot dog eater, ladies and gentlemen, give her a bun. It's Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, don't you dip that in water?
You do. It helps
down
out.
That wiener. Ooh.
Yep. That's what I
don't
do.
Know if I'd be very good at that. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you. It is Tuesday, February 7th, 2023. Welcome to Tuesday. Welcome to E-Day. Welcome to African American Coaches Day. Welcome to Ballet Day. Or as they said in Billy Elliot, ballet, ballet. Welcome to
electricity.
National Electricity. Welcome to Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Welcome to the Periodic Table Day. Welcome to Rose Day. So give someone you love a rose.
Aww.
It's also Send a Card to a Friend Day. And welcome to wave all of your fingers at your neighbors. If it's me, I'm waving one particular finger at one particular neighbor. And
oh,
welcome.
Really? Is it still
to the
a problem?
Show. Yes. Yes. Cheers,
oh,
everyone.
Oh, man.
Welcome
cheers.
To the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I am lucky. I love my neighbors.
Okay. I'm jealous.
Well, I mean, there's really just like one that I deal with.
Like,
but
in the Shire. Lex lives literally
right.
in the Shire. Her next neighbor is Frodo and his family.
Pretty much. So, you know, that's good. The rest are pretty cool, too. But, yeah, I don't interact with them as much. What's going on with the one that's anything new?
Well, it's the same thing. And I...
This is the one that doesn't put the dog on the leash, right?
A leash. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They're at it again. It's the same couple. They're in their 30s. And it's the same dog. And... I live communal living. I live in a condo unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start with the positives. Our building's very quiet. Like, there's not a lot of, there's nothing against my 20s, you know, my 20 people in their 20s, but you know, it's not a party building. There's a lot of retirees or snowbirds in my building. Professionals, you know, it's a lot of business folks anyway.
Nice.
So
it's
overall,
really quiet right now, isn't it?
It's very quiet. And look, this is quite literally other than we had a flood that flooded my bathroom last year. Other than that, stuff like that, I don't really have any problems with my neighbors. My direct neighbors on my floor are delightful. I see them maybe four times a year. That's about it. But they're great. My direct people on either side of me. And then our caretakers right across the hall. Anyway, hi, Dennis, you're great. But this woman, and Lex knows the story, and if you if you're with us every day, you do too. It's been an ongoing saga. And maybe you can relate if you live in an apartment complex or any type of communal living situation. This couple doesn't think that the rules apply to them and lets their dog off leash run up and down the hallway, run by the mailbox in the lobby, run in the lobby, run down the stairs to go outside, and then outside in the potty area. She lets, it's mainly her. Colin, you know, usually takes the dogs out in the morning. He encounters her more than I have. But yeah, but she just lets them roam in the potty area without a leash, which is dangerous. Because what if they encounter a dog that doesn't like other dogs? And then there's a fight, and then you got to break up a dog fight. And then it's just not neighborly. And they have been told repeatedly, I have bitched about it on this show. I've posted on our Facebook group in the most passive-aggressive way I can.
Self-reflection is key. Yes, very nice. Okay.
I'm aware. But I posted again because I wrote to the manager. I said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of complaining about this. And nothing changes.
Has the manager talked to them?
It's like dealing with B. Arthur. What?
Has the manager talked to them?
Yeah, they've been warned. Huh. And they should know better. It's like, do you not think the rules apply to you? So yesterday...
Yeah, do you feel comfortable saying something to the couple?
I did yesterday.
Okay, what happened?
I finally said something to the wife. So, Dexter, and I haven't talked a lot about this because I don't want to cry every day on the show, but my boy Dexter is getting older, and he's having hind leg weakness, and it's breaking my heart. Like, it's just... Anyway, that's so tough,
isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like watching Dex get old. It's really hard, and this is exactly why I haven't mentioned it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Reel it in. Okay, so Dex is having problems. You know, he had surgery. Boxers are prone to having cancer. Dex has had a lot of rounds of cancer surgeries, and he's having trouble walking. Now, we have an appointment with the vet, with the U, and Lord knows they've been angels with him before in a couple weeks. So hopefully they'll figure out what's going on. But anyway, so mobility is getting to be an issue. I mean, Dex can walk, but it's just getting tougher. So I say that because I have him on a leash, and I just need to get him out there on the ice because he slips around like a cartoon character, you know? Yeah. So I just need to get him out potty and get him back in on carpeting so he has a little more stability. So I walk out to the vestibule, and there she is with her dog running down the stairs like it's their home without a leash. And Big lunges, like Mr. Big goes for the dog, and Dexter goes. And Dexter's older and cranky like me and doesn't like strange dogs, and he starts to growl, so I have to jerk poor Dex back, who then Dex falls not gracefully on the ground because he's having trouble standing anyway. So I see that, and I just go from I'm livid because I've scared Dex. This dog is out there, and I look at her and I go, you really need to put your dog on a leash. You really do. And it's just because it's not even funny. It's just irritating.
Right.
It's not cute. Colin has said something to them before. I've written. I'm sick of it. I'm just tired. And it's just people post pandemic, man. I heard it, not even post, but people just feel entitled and just, I can do what I want.
How did she receive that?
She didn't receive it. I don't think she didn't say a word to me. Mm. She just continued to. She put her dog. She was holding the leash. She put the dog on the leash and then went outside. And I didn't want to escalate anything. I literally said it I said it calmer than what I just said to you because she's a woman. I don't believe in that. I don't need her. Oh my God, that radio guy screamed at me. I just said you really need to put your dog on a leash because she does.
Yeah.
And it's just bad because if something happened, like if there was a fight, and Dexter, it would just,
it's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
We don't need to get to that point.
No.
Oh,
Oh, so
just send her this clip of the show.
That's right. Here you go, honey.
Anonymously, burn it on a CD or a cassette.
Slip it under the door.
Yeah. By the way, but it's just ear. And anyone, maybe you're in your car, if you're in an apartment building, you know what I'm talking about. It's just, you always had that one neighbor, you know, that just doesn't think the rules apply to them. And it's like, no, you live in a space with other humans and other dogs. And there's a reason. I'm not, like I said to Colin, I'm like, I don't care about anything else. You want to bend the rules a little bit. You want to park in guest parking for 4 months. Go ahead. I don't even like that. But you know what I mean?
But, yes.
You know, I don't like the word Karen, but it's the only applicable thing. I don't like being that type of person. I'm going to call the manager. But you can only turn the other cheek so many times. And Colin, bless his heart, Colin has not said something, no joke, Lex and Holly, probably over a dozen times.
Wow.
Colin has not said anything and he'll text me and he'll go, she's out there again. And finally, yeah, it's just not neighborly, not neighborly.
It really sounds too like the managers need to do something at this point.
Believe me.
I mean, or maybe even calling, gosh, well, could your landlord do something? I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, maybe if he's complaining to
girl, I see. Okay. Kamala Harris on it, for heaven's sake. Oh, I wrote to Amy Klobuchar. I said, Senator Klobuchar, I know you don't like to look at me, but can you please help? I know you don't like to make eye contact with me, but could you please help? Anyway.
That's frustrating. I'm sorry you're going through that. That's a bummer.
It just makes it worse with my boy getting old. I'm like, let my dog just go tinkle in peace, please. Like, get him back inside for his little legs. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. When we come back, I have some chili questions. Chili questions when we return. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for my family at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. They're open. That's right. Red Rabbit and Red Cow are closed on Mondays, but they're open today. So, run to happy hour. Run to Red, grab your friends. It's nice outside. The temperature's good. You don't have to be afraid to go outside. And take advantage of great happy hour prices at Red Cow and Red Rabbit, Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5. Now, I want to tell you something that we got a little sneak peek of. And it's going to be running at Red Rabbit starting on the 9th. It is a s'mores kit. That's right. Get it for your Valentine's Day, as Alexis would say, sweet honey, and share this kit. It comes with graham crackers, different types of chocolates, caramel sauce, Nutella, strawberries, anything to make a s'more right there at your table. There's a little fire candle that you can roast your marshmallows. It's so romantic. So this Valentine's Day, grab Cupid and run to Red.
Hi, Minnesota.
And now, a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
You're going to bankrupt your mama's company and wind up just like your daddy. A drunk and a bum.
This has been a sweet moment with J.R. Ewing.
Very sweet. I knew that would make me feel better. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything FaceTiming with the speaker on. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Oh. Say
what? You know when people walk around stores and they FaceTime and they have the speaker on?
Oh, that's the worst.
It's like, and they're not even looking in the camera. And I'm like, why are you FaceTiming?
Nope.
Why are you FaceTiming? You're not looking in the camera and nobody wants to hear your FaceTime.
Nobody. And those are the same people that would give my kid a dirty look for his outbursts of joy.
Yes.
When we're just talking.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Like, wait a second.
And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, geez.
Thanks. Thanks for owning it. I was going to say, I wonder if today's the day.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for giving you those looks. Like.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Over the years, there's been many, many.
Many times. I'm sorry for giving you those looks in store. Okay, tomorrow. No, wait, Lex, we got to ask Holly because she knows better than we do. Holly, is tomorrow the company-wide chili cook-off?
Yes, the chili cook-off. I'm looking at the RSVP. Okay. Elections got me.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm paranoid.
She got me paranoid
yesterday.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Yes.
I'm discombobulated.
I accepted
okay.
the invitation for the yeah. chili cook-off revival for Wednesday, February 8th at 11:30 in
Not
the
today.
Morning.
Not today. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yes. I tried just one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Well, I'm not going to do that to people tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to be preparing said chili this afternoon.
Yes.
And my question is, are we still feeling confident about the chicken chili route?
Yes.
We are.
Of course.
Okay. I was starting.
Why are there doubts? You thinking beef?
Beef. I was worried. I had a moment of doubt late yesterday.
Okay.
I just thought, oof, is chicken chili going to be an advantage or a disadvantage? And then I talked myself out of my own doubt. Then I thought, no, chicken chili might be an advantage for us.
Right, because most people will choose beef, don't
yes,
you think?
Maybe. But then I thought, maybe, do we know who the judges are, and are they beef eaters?
We're the judges.
Who knows?
Everyone who comes in will try a little bit of each one, and then we all pick our favorite.
Oh, power to the people.
Yeah. That's how that works. Because I did go one of the years when this was going down.
Yeah.
So you get like a little cup of it, of each one.
Okay. Now, I played that J.R. Ewing clip for a reason. If we were J.R. Ewing,
yeah,
we would just buy off our colleagues.
Yeah.
We would slip them all a $10 bill.
Yep.
That's what J.R. would do.
Now,
that's
our names totally are not right. attached to the chili. However, we could highly suggest that the chicken one.
What if my initials are on the crock pot?
Oh, ooh. Do you have initials on your crock pots?
Once you give up integrity, the rest is a piece of cake.
That's right, JR.
That's amazing if you have a personalized crock pot.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
No, personalized is in I wrote on it with a marker. But,
oh, yeah. Right, that kind of. I thought you had it etched in or something like, that no, you can't no, take no, off.
No, no, I wrote no, a girl. Sharpie like
it. I ain't that bougie. I'm not, no.
Label in your undies.
I'm not personalizing my yes. crock pots, Lex. No.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Wow, that's something.
Okay, so.
The other thing, too, that I found out, and yeah. I don't know if this is going to deter us from what we are doing, but there is a toppings table for all of the chili.
Okay, then let's so, not do, t- then save yourself. Whoever was going to, Holly, okay. Lex, you guys save
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, we were going to, okay. I'll that was the other it. Thing.
I don't get to do a lot of this. I'm not in the building. You guys have to do videos with Quinn. Let me do this. I'm going to get, now Quinn doesn't know this. I've yet to tell him, but he has to pick up my chili tomorrow. So,
right, yeah.
And bring
so don't worry
you.
About toppings is what we're saying.
Okay, no toppings.
Because there's already going to be a toppings table.
Okay. So who are vulnerable colleagues that we could slip a 10 spot to?
The wholesale team.
Yep. Us? The wholesale
yes.
team?
Yes, hands down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? When we're there, we'll just like, hey, the chicken one's really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Suggest, isn't this different?
Yeah.
Isn't this unique?
Yeah.
Isn't this the most special chili around? I mean, all these yeah. ground beef offerings, whatever, yesterday's news. Hot and busted.
Just look, I will take a picture of my crock pot so you can identify where the initials are.
Yes.
And I'll have Q point them out too. And then
yeah.
you'll know that that's the crock.
We'll do a soft sell on the sales team.
Soft
that?
Sell.
Yeah. yeah.
Soft sell. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, they're all
I
open
think
to
that
bribes.
Worked for my appetizers.
Oh, did it?
Years ago.
Oh, we're not going to call it bribes. Okay.
Yeah.
Bribes. Like, no.
Soft sell.
Yeah.
Soft sell. Because I'm telling you, the accounting department. No way, Jose.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're open to suggestions.
Exactly.
Legal suggestions.
And that's what I think happened because I recruited a few people to talk about the mushroom quiche bites that I made.
Well, then,
and that, I think, helped a lot.
Calling B. Arthur to see if she's open.
Good morning.
You're on the phone with just me. I wanted to do this quick because we're up against the clock. You know, the station-wide chili cook-off is tomorrow. Are you aware?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So the morning show is participating. Aren't you shocked and surprised that we're participating in a community team-building event?
Yeah, I'm devastated.
Yeah. We're wondering, Alexis says that you, the public, people that come to eat said chili, you guys are the judges. There's not a panel of judges. It's the people consuming it.
I think it's a vote.
Okay. Alexis, Holly, and I are wondering if you're open to minimal bribery. I mean, I'm sorry. Soft sell. Holly and Alexis.
Soft sell. Jeez.
I'm open to massive bribery.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, we have one vote.
I got a $5 bill in Bed Bath & Beyond coupons at the bottom of my bag. All right, we're ready.
No. I have some pull tab money left over. I'll give Q an envelope. It'll just be marked bribery.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, take that envelope.
Yes.
We're going to win this thing.
Yeah. They're gonna regret getting us involved in this nonsense.
The chili cook-off revival becomes the chili cook-off demise.
That's right.
Yeah.
When we come back, Alexis has deets of what exactly went down on that ultimate girls trip Ooh. That caused two cast members to be booted, or one at least. We'll be right back. Holly's turning on our AOL.
You've got mail.
Hearing from you already. Good. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. A lot of you are more devious than the three of us as far as the chili cook-off are concerned.
Oh, yeah?
Minnesota Roscoe, since 1986, Brendel Ross on Twitter writes, "It doesn't matter what type of chili it is, you three. If it's free, I'll eat it. And I'm also willing to gather a voting block for cash."
Yes!
Yeah!
We'll buy you some breakfast skillet. This is Ross.
It took me 2 seconds to flip that around. Yeah, Ross from podcasting.
Yes!
Which, by the way, download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers just dropped. I'll tell you about it later.
Nice.
So Ross, shoot us a dollar amount so we can start gathering that if you want to start collecting a voting block, right? Yeah. Right, ladies?
Right.
So what are we talking about?
Right. Yeah. In quarters, please.
Mm. Or Kohl's cash.
Yeah. Kohl's. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Caribou gift cards. We'll take anything. That's right. Tara writes to us, chicken chili is the way to go. I once won a chili cook-off with white chicken chili. It was the only chicken chili out of 20 beef ones.
See?
Okay.
Makes a difference.
Just saying. Okay. Just telling you. I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling better. Megan Lane, Platinum Megan Lane. Definitely stick with chicken chili and the condiments. So,
okay.
Mm.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
And then Panda had the best one of all. This is the best suggestion. If you're able to, Panda writes, put a card next to your crock pot that says, "Mom's favorite chicken chili." Channel emotions. Go for the emotional.
Oh my gosh, that's brilliant. I think we should change it to dead grandmas.
Yeah. This is my grandma who passed.
Yes.
She ate this chili in her last meal.
Oh.
While in the hospital bed.
Yes.
Watching all my children. She ate this chili and loved it.
And her grandchildren eat it and remember her.
That's right. And their grandchildren are going to eat it. Yes, very sweet memories.
Yeah.
And the youngest grandchild never met grandma.
No.
Never.
But actually, they know her through her chicken chili recipe.
That's right. So please, we're giving a piece of my grandma's love to you vis-a-vis this chili. Enjoy. Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Panda.
Woo!
Love it. I'm following this. I think it's so juicy, but now it's just kind of, now it's bad. It's not, it's like mervy pervy bad. This Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I know some of you don't watch Housewives, but this is juicy regardless. They do this Ultimate Girls Trip now, which is so fabulous, where they take all these wives from different franchises and put them on a trip. and there's been major drama with the fourth season. What's the latest, Lex? What's going
on? Yeah, they were filming in Morocco.
Yeah.
And we heard reports that two of the housewives, Brandy Glanville and Caroline Manzo, they've left the show. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And there were reports that Brandy was basically kissing Caroline, unwanted kisses is what they're saying, that she stuck her tongue down her throat and she didn't like it and left. Well, it turns out that it's actually worse than that. All alleged, of course, but they have the audio because this all happened in a bathroom. Alex McCord, who's also in this season as well, I guess what happened is the three of them, well, there were four of them. They haven't said who the fourth cast member is, but they went to the bathroom. Brandy locked the bathroom and then pinned Caroline up to the wall of the bathroom, touched her breasts and vaginal area. And then when Alex realized that Caroline was feeling very uncomfortable, she unlocked the door. And then Caroline was like, I got to get out of here. Went to a hotel right away. She felt absolutely uncomfortable because who wouldn't? And that's the seriousness of the situation.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't. I mean, I know it seems obvious, but Brandy, come on. That's so inappropriate. So inappropriate.
Yeah, it really is. And especially if you're just trying to get views or attention, it's just this isn't going to work. This is criminal at this point.
Yeah.
And so they don't have video of it. But of course, Alex and another cast member were there, witnessed it. They have the audio because they kept their mics on. So they did record that. They have the interaction. The other thing that I'm thinking about, and I always wonder about this, especially for big parties or these seasons, and also Brandy in general, wasn't she sober for a long time?
She was for a while, yeah.
Okay, well, apparently, you know, she's getting drunk at, well, the last season for sure that she was on, and now too. How culpable is the production company for providing all this alcohol?
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm sure that they're like, you got to get out of here. Okay, Caroline's already there. That's going to be another issue. Oof. Yikes, they might have just ruined it for this whole franchise. This might never happen again.
I know. I'm not, let me say, it's so wrong what happened to Caroline, okay? Mm-hmm. So just putting, I want to be clear about that. Dot, dot, dot. Now, from a selfish point of view, I'm so irritated at Brandy because you ruined this. This season should have been so, the return of Alex and Caroline herself.
Yes.
Caroline hasn't been around the Bravo ecosystem for a while, and fans were so excited to see her.
Yeah.
And your shenanigans have ruined this. Your inappropriate, vile shenanigans have ruined it. And as a viewer, as a fan, I like the drama she sometimes brings, but now she's gone too far.
Yeah.
She's gone too far. If this is true, if everything about this is true.
Yeah. So alleged, of course. But I'm wondering if we're going to see any of this season. As a producer, as an editor, as a, you know, someone who's, you know, putting this show together, do you show up until then? Do you show through it and work through it? Ugh.
I think they're going to show it. Are you kidding me? Oh, God, they're going to, Bravo wouldn't waste this. They're going to show, yep. This season will go on as planned, and they'll just leave. I mean, it's like Kelly Bensimone on Scary Island, you know, in season 3 of New York.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
they kept filming for a lot of people.
Nene in the closet, allegedly, I think she was accused of like hitting a cameraman or something. They kept going.
Yeah, that's true.
So
Jen Shaw, all of that, just showing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Erica.
Yep.
I don't know, though. As a viewer, I'm not interested in seeing this. Like, I wanted to watch Ultimate Girls Trip for, like, you know, the crazy, goofy things that they do together and kind of the little catty fights and who resonates with each other and not this. I'm out. I'm not going to watch this season if it does come out. I'm just deciding now.
Okay. Let me write that in your
notes. Yeah, thanks.
I'm with you, Lex, because one of the joys that you and I both had is this returned the franchise to what it was in the beginning, of fighting about ridiculous things.
Yes.
Just ridiculous
lighthearted drama.
It's a respite and just goofy.
And this is a little too, a lot too serious and not fun. It's like icky drama. So, well, let me see if this makes us feel better.
What's that?
And I don't know how you're going to feel about this. And Holly, I don't know. I don't remember. Are you a fan of Dexter, Holly? The show, not my dog.
I'm a fan of both.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Lex, I don't know if you guys saw the headlines yesterday, but Showtime and Paramount quickly changed their tune when everyone started saying, oh, the Dexter franchise is dead. Paramount and Showtime was like, actually, no, it's not dead. And we're actually going to do multiple spinoffs of the Dexter universe. They want to turn everything's a universe now. Thanks, Marvel.
Facebook.
That's nice.
Yeah. So they want to do a Dexter universe.
Yeah.
One of the things they're planning is a prequel with young Dexter.
Origins.
And then they want to do a series with Harrison. I thought that was dead too, with Dexter's son.
That's the one I'm most excited about.
Well, and then they want to do a prequel on the Trinity Killer, John Lithgow.
Okay. That's interesting.
So the one I'm interested, I think, the most is the Harrison one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Because they've set that up in this last season.
Yes.
The Dark Passenger, of course, is Dexter, so we still get him, which is great.
Yeah, and will he follow in his father's footsteps? You know what I mean? Will history repeat itself? Holly, how does this sound to you? Any of them? I know.
Didn't ask for a Dexter universe, but I guess we're getting it anyways. So, I think that these shows will merit a dabble. I remain to be delighted. I'm skeptical about these.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
keep
get
the bar
it.
Low.
Yeah, very low. Underground. Yeah. There it is.
Very, very. we don't know when any of this stuff is coming out, but it's happening. Everything's a universe now. Everything is a universe.
Well, Billions is also getting spinoffs, too.
Okay, now that's ridiculous.
That's another four different ones. Yeah. Miami, London, Trillions, and Millions.
Yeah.
So inventive.
Let's have one called 50s. $50 bills. That's right.
My spinoff would be called Pennies.
And not the Jacques Penney kind.
No.
You heard me say it a few minutes ago. Don't forget to download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. We just dropped it last night. This is a good one, as we say in Indiana. This is our review. We call the full fairy review of Disney's Aulani Resort in Hawaii. Is it worth it? Is it expensive? How expensive? What do you get? Where do you eat? Should you take your family? We cover it all. Find Two Fairy Godfathers on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Just search for Two Fairy Godfathers. Hit that subscribe button. And thanks in advance for that 5-star review. It helps. It helps. It helps. Thank you. We're going to take a break. Guess who's going to play Elvis next? Holly has that story when we return. Hey, it's Jason for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. You are going to be amazed at the specials this month. Thanks, audience. Seriously, first, you've heard me talk about BBL, the broadband light, the broadband laser. It really, look, if you're looking to look your very best for maybe some springtime pictures, get BBL now. That's right. And right now in the month of February, when you buy a package of 3 BBL face treatments, you're going to get 3 free neck add-ons. There's a lot of threes in there. So let me just say this again. Buy a package of 3 BBL face treatments and you're going to get 3 free neck treatments. That way you get the whole melon. Your face will look good in your neck too. You don't want just the face and not the neck. You want it together. So this month, go to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Make sure you mention me. And in the meantime, go to their website, skinrejuvenationclinic.net, to see incredible before and after photos.
Hey, everyone.
Jason and Alexis in the morning.
Valentine's Day. The tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence?
Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. I'm just pig enough to find out. Ah, I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it.
Now back to Mediocre Radio. Jason and Alexis in the morning.
When did the announcer woman start hating us?
Rude!
I know, seriously. Mm-mm. That's one of Alexis's favorite comedians, the great Jim Gaffigan, on Valentine's Day candy.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Yep, he is.
It's so true. And you do have permission to take a little bite. If you don't like it, put it back.
Only in the same household.
Yeah.
Yeah, animal. Oh, my God, Alexis.
Just own it and throw it.
What if someone likes the toothpaste filling?
Oh, God.
I guess you're right. It's only in my household.
I was going to say.
I don't,
Open up one of those boxes in your house. Yeah. Little nibbles, Holly. It looks like a little squirrel went in there and just took a bite of every one of her chocolates.
Yeah, my husband gets very annoyed with me because I do that.
But do you put it back?
Yeah, I do. Because in case he wants it.
Okay. You have a lot of... It's funny. You and Angel, your food stuff, like, your famous pub mix.
Holly, yes!
Lex used to take... What was it, Lex? You used to take out of your pub mix.
I don't like the breadsticks. So I don't eat them. So I pick and choose in the pub mix what I want to eat.
Like in the Gardetto sack.
Exactly, yes. But there is one called pub mix.
Uh-huh.
And he was not very happy because he would just take a handful and whatever you get, you eat. But I don't subscribe to that.
No. So she leaves him. So Holly, Lex leaves Angel with like the roughage.
You know what I mean? Like
the nasty stuff. And
there's
she takes
another chip in there I don't like.
She's like a little squirrel. She just picks what she likes and leaves the crap for Angel.
Get your own damn pub mix, Alexis.
She did.
That's our solution. See?
Thank you.
That was what we do. So now when we buy it, there's my jar and his jar.
Oh. Yeah.
And if he wants the stuff I don't want afterward, I offer it to him.
Wow, such a giver.
Right? Isn't she, Holly?
Right?
She's a giver.
Really?
I try. Life is too short to eat the crap in the mix that you don't want.
You're right, Lex.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Austin Butler just played Elvis. And now someone else has their eye on Elvis. Who, Holly?
All right, all right, all right. It's Matthew McConaughey.
No.
No.
Yes. He is voicing Elvis Presley in a new adult animated series called Agent Elvis.
Okay, that makes it a little bit better.
Maybe.
But what is that? What is he, like a ninja?
Basically, Alexis.
Okay.
Basically, Matthew McConaughey's Elvis is a global superstar by day and a butt-kicking vigilante by night who eventually joins the secret agency TCB as Agent Elvis.
Well, yeah. This is kind of an Elvis dream. That's very Lex.
Yeah.
That
nailed
was
it.
Great,
yeah,
you nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Baz didn't cast you as Elvis.
Yeah, I should try out for that.
But wasn't this a dream of Elvis? I think Priscilla said, you know, he wanted to be taken seriously as an actor. Right, Holly? He wanted one of these types of roles.
Exactly. And this animated series, Agent Elvis, Jason, in fact, is co-created by Priscilla Presley.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Elvis Presley met with Richard Nixon, famously, got himself a badge of sorts, an agent, honorary agent situation. So, you know, this is just a wish fulfillment on the part of Elvis Presley.
Well, it makes sense. Priscilla was around in those years when Elvis was frustrated by the corny musical roles he kept getting from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
So she knows, you know, so this is probably a full circle moment for her as well.
Oh, and strike while it's hot.
Yeah. Oh. And Elvis is real hot right now.
Yeah, this exactly. is the time.
Yeah.
So, you guys, you thrilled by this, or are you guys?
No,
feeling...
not at all. No, I'm not going to even. Okay. Watch. No, come on.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way.
I'm not watching that crap. I
hope it's corny enough to actually enjoy. Because maybe. if it is and it's kitschy enough,
yeah,
I will watch an episode or two Agent Elvis.
Yeah.
And we look forward to your review.
Exactly.
Yes, sure do. Yeah.
Please
yeah.
be happy for me.
We will. Lex, I saw that you had this on the sheet, and I got to tell you, I saw this during the TV show, and it stopped the show, and I ended up showing Kendall Tom Brady posting that thirst trap of him sitting in that hotel room.
Oh, my gosh.
In his undies. And I was just, ironically, Lex, TMZ had broke the story, other than, people that had followed Tom. And I was live with TMZ. I do a segment with them every Monday. And Brad Appleton is the guy's name, the correspondent. And I go, Brad, I know this isn't in the plans. It's not in my script. But you guys just posted Tom Brady in his underwear. Like, what is up? Why did he do this, Lex?
I guess this was a bet, or he said, look, if I get 40,000 likes on a tweet, he yeah. said that he would reenact some of these modeling pictures that he posted. And one of them was on a bed in your underwear, taking a selfie with your hand over your private area. I mean, you still have underwear on, but you uh-huh. don't. Yeah. So he's covering that. But his legs are kind of open and he's mm-hmm. sitting at the edge of the bed, looking pretty good. And he yeah. asked, did I do this right? And tagged a couple teammates, including Gronk. And basically, yeah, he's selling that underwear, which I guess you can get at Dick's Sporting, which makes sense, I guess.
Oh, it's his underwear. His line of underwear.
Yep. The Brady, what is it? Brady brand is what his company is called. So, yeah, he put the steamy thing. Now, the funny thing is that it's only on Twitter.
Yes.
He didn't post it anywhere else because he needed likes on his tweets and stuff. And then, of course, right after, he's like, you knew this was coming. And then he put up a link to where you can buy the underwear.
Also, nice underwear.
It just wasn't just a thirst trap, though.
No.
All right. It's more than a thirst trap. But at first sight, you're thinking, whoa, what? And then the tweets back just cracked me up. Many, lusting, this is what I needed on a Monday morning. The one part we all want to see is covered. Another one says that he needs his OnlyFans account.
Yeah.
Let's start this after your retirement. So, yeah.
Mr. Brady looking good in his 40s, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to buy some of those underwear. Anyway, that's going to do it for
us. Nice.
Not us permanently. I mean, we're back after... Well, this commercial.
Yeah, break. A few minutes. We'll be back.